KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school sports last night, the Hawkeye 10 Conference held its cross-country championships over in the Council Bluffs. And on the girls' side, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is the conference champion. Williams ran 15 minutes 33.26 seconds last night, and that was good enough for first place. First across the line means a conference title. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central was about 16 seconds back, 16 seconds and some change. She ran 15:49.38 last night. The rest of the top 10 includes Ellie Mendlick of Denison, Maria Mostick of Creston was fourth, Alyssa Pomerenke of Lewis Central placing fifth, Chris Ann Stephanie of St. Albert was sixth, Marissa Clint of Harlan seventh, Kate Walker of Red Oak was eighth, Bailey Hoig of Harlan was ninth, Nikki Graber of Red Oak placing 10th in that race last night. Other Atlantic runners include Ashley Waltz placed 31st, Emily Soigling was 32nd, Savannah Sorensen 35th, Alexis Brockman was 38th, and Allie Siggins was 43rd. The team title goes to Lewis Central. They win it with 57 points. Harlan with 66 points, the runner-up. Red Oak had 116 for third. Creston fourth at 121. Atlantic placing fifth with a 137 total. Glenwood, Denison, Shenandoah Essex, St. Albert, Clarinda, and Kemper Catholic round out the rest of the field in the girls' side. On the boys' side last night, it was a couple of Creston runners first across the finish line. Cooper McDermott wins by roughly 10 seconds over his teammate Jay Wolf last night. The rest of the top 10 included Joseph Rogers of Denison was third, Joe Blake of Shenandoah Essex was fourth, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central fifth. The second half of the top 10 includes Chandler Hagan of Kemper Catholic, Michael Saranko of Harlan, Logan Lorette of Red Oak, Austin Feller of Shenandoah Essex, and Nate Hoyt of Shenandoah Essex. Atlantic's top finisher was Ryan Hawkins. He placed 16th. Also, Phoenix Shadden was 30th for the Trojans. Cale Pellett, 44th. Zach Brooks placing 48th overall. Harlan won the team title last night. They win with 68 points. Shenandoah Essex with 90 points, the runner-up. Denison was third with a 110 total. Glenwood fourth at 120. Creston had a 133 total for fifth place. Kemper Catholic placing sixth. Red Oak seventh. St. Albert was eighth. Lewis Central ninth. Atlantic placed 10th at 199 points. Clarinda rounds out the rest of the field in that race last night. Not a lot of high school volleyball around the region last night, but in action, the Western Iowa Conference Tournament Finals last night saw Trainer win the Conference Tournament Championship as they win the championship match over IKM Manning in three straight. In the third place match, it was Tri-Center outlasting Griswold 3-2 for third place. Hawkeye 10 play last night saw Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 2-0. Also, St. Albert down in Clarinda in three straight. Also around the region, Thomas Jefferson beat Southwest Valley 2-1. Dallas Center Grimes over ADM 3-1. Earlham beat West Central Valley 3-0. Fremont Mills beating Nishnabotna in three straight. Stanton defeated Sydney 3-0. Woodward Granger down in Guthrie Center in three straight last night. Well, heading down the home stretch of the high school football season, this is week number 8. Just 2 games left for these teams. And in action around the area tonight, Class 3A District 8 play, Atlantic on the road at Winterset. At 1-3 in district play, Atlantic needs to win their last 2 games and then needs a little bit of help if they have any hopes of getting into the playoffs. And that all starts tonight with a road trip to Winterset. And that'll be our broadcast game tonight here on KJAN. Chris and I will make the long trip over to Huskyville tonight as the Huskies play host to Atlantic this evening. 7:30 is kickoff tonight. We're on the air with our hour-long pregame show. That gets underway at 6:30 this evening, right after Who's Gonna Win, which is up at 6 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, you can hear comments from Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein this afternoon. We'll talk about last week's non-district win over Shenandoah and the game coming up tonight at 4:45 this afternoon. That's when Trojan Preview is on here on KJAN. Other Class 3A District 8 matchups tonight include Norwalk at ADM. That's a non-district game. The big one has Dallas Center Grimes at Creston. Both those teams undefeated in district play. And Glenwood plays at Harlan tonight. In Class 2A play tonight in District 8, Red Oak is at Clarinda. Kemper Catholic visits East Sac County. St. Edmund is at Prairie Valley. And Shenandoah will host West Central Valley. In Class 1A, District 1 tonight, Trainer is at AHSTW. Missouri Valley plays at IKM Manning. Underwood visits Otobolt Arthur BCIG. Hinton is at West Monona. In Class 1A, District 8 play tonight, Clark is at Central Decatur. Southwest Valley plays at Des Moines Christian. Panorama is at Interstate 35. And Woodward Granger plays in Van Meter tonight. In Class A District 1 play, Audubon will play at Tri-Center this evening. Griswold is at Riverside. Maple Valley is at Logan Magnolia, while Westwood will visit St. Albert. In Class A District 8 play tonight, Nottoway Valley is at Southeast Warren. Bedford is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Earlham plays at Clarinda Academy. Pleasantville is at Mount Air. In eight-man action tonight in District 1, Exira EHK, coming off that first loss of the season, will visit Bowyer Valley, a team that's unbeaten in district play tonight. Woodbine is at Newell Fonda. River Valley is at West Harrison. Arweva playing at Kingsley Pearson. In eight-man District 7 tonight, Adair Casey battling for a possible playoff berth. They're in a battle tonight on the road at East Union. Those two teams have identical records. Coon Rapids Bayard is at Ankeny Christian Academy tonight. Guthrie Center plays at Northeast Hamilton. Glidden Ralston will host Murray. Also an eight-man District 8 tonight. Cam trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're on the road at Fremont Mills this evening. Big game in Stanton tonight as the Vikings host Lennox. Also Essex is at East Mills and Sydney plays at Nishnabotna. In college football, Devontae Booker ran 19 yards for a touchdown in the second overtime to give number 20 Utah a 29-23 victory over Oregon State last night. Booker finished with 229 yards rushing and three touchdowns for Utah, which has won all four of its road games this season. Booker ran for a 15-yard score in the first overtime that put the Utes in front 23-16. The Beavers answered, though, with Sean Mannion's two-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Villeman on fourth down to force the extra period. Trevor Romaine, whose 49-yard field goal as time expired in regulation tied the game at 16, attempted a 37-yard field goal that went wide right to give the ball back to Utah for their game-winning drive. Georgia coach Mark Richt says he doesn't expect star tailback Todd Gurley to be available for this week's game against Arkansas. The 10th-ranked Bulldogs' top offensive threat has been suspended indefinitely after allegations that he broke NCAA rules. The school has launched an investigation. Richt has said the alleged violations involve autographs and memorabilia. Well, the New York Jets did a lot of things well against the New England Patriots last night after dropping five of their first six games. The Jets rushed for 218 yards and limited the Pats to just 63. Geno Smith didn't turn the ball over while completing 20 of his 34 passes for 208 yards and a late touchdown. However, the Jets had to settle for field goals on their first four drives before Tom Brady's third touchdown pass of the night eventually led the Patriots to a 27-25 victory over New York at Foxborough. And Travis Ishikawa was a man without a team 6 months ago. Today, he's the San Francisco Giants' latest postseason hero. Ishikawa sent the Giants to the World Series by launching a three-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth to complete a 6-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. Pablo Sandoval opened the rally with a leadoff single and went to second on a walk by Brandon Belt before Ishikawa sealed San Francisco's third National League pennant in 5 years. The blast came off Michael Wacha, who was making his first appearance of this postseason and had worked just 16 2/3 innings since June 17th because of a shoulder injury. Wacha was the MVP of last year's NLCS. Ishikawa opened the season with the Pirates but became a free agent in April after refusing a minor league assignment. He signed a deal with the Giants April 25th, bringing him back to his original team. Ishikawa finished the series hitting .385 with an NLCS leading 7 RBIs. The Giants did all of their scoring with the long ball as Joe Panik gave the Giants a brief 2-1 lead with a two-run shot off Adam Wainwright in the third inning. It was the only major mistake by Wainwright, who left with a 3-2 lead after scattering four hits over 7 innings. The Cardinals regained the lead on solo homers by Matt Adams and Tony Cruz in the fourth inning, and that lead held up until pinch hitter Michael Morse smacked a solo homer off Pat Neshek in the eighth inning. Giants starter Madison Bumgarner was named the series MVP after helping the Giants win the first and last games. Bumgarner allowed 3 runs in 8 innings Thursday, leaving him with a 1.72 ERA for the NLCS. The Giants now have 4 days to prepare for Game 1 of the World Series Tuesday night in Kansas City. San Francisco will enter the Fall Classic with a 7-2 postseason record. That's pretty good. Not quite as good as the Royals' 8-0 mark so far in the postseason. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.